I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. We have open lines, of course, 248-539-9797. We take your feedback through a variety of means. The ticket text to the same number, 248-539-9797. Your comments on Twitter at DougAndGator971. And then there's Twitch, where you can comment as well if you're streaming the show on Twitch, where you can go to twitch.tv and just search up 971 The Ticket, and you can watch the show that way, and we'll read some of your comments that come in via Twitch. Some days the shows are really fun to do, and some days there's a lot to talk about that I'm really excited about. And then there are other days where you just know it's not going to be that much fun. It feels like today is one of those. Gator, yesterday, did the Bucks thing break while you were still on the air?
Or was
After?
It was after.
Okay, that they were sitting out. Well, let's get your thoughts. NBA, players are going to meet today at 11 a.m. and they verified that they are not playing the rest of the year in protest of the most recent event, the Jacob Blake shooting, but obviously it's an accumulation.
Yeah, it's I kind of avoided it yesterday because I was getting very upset before the show began because I had read a bunch of comments on I think it was the Free Press page about the story about the Lions practice. And the reaction that people were the reactions that people were posting on it was disgusting to me. It's as if nothing has changed since Colin Kaepernick first took the knee. And I feel like I made this speech a few months ago with the George Floyd stuff, and that nothing had changed. And it took a few days, and it felt like, okay, people are starting to turn a little. Drew Brees had his total 180, the stance, because the message got lost with politics and everything else about what it meant to take the knee. It had nothing to do with the flag or the anthem. It had everything to do with the way that law enforcement treats people of color. And it was maddening because we knew this back 4 years ago. That's what it was about. But people refused to listen to that. Instead, they chose to listen to a different narrative. Then, like I said, people started to do the 180 on it and started to get it. But the more people started to get it, the more those that were so obstinate about this started speaking up and becoming more and more vocal. And it's just very disturbing to me that people can have that view, this view of obstinance where they refuse to see what's in front of them. And is it going to take something like what the NBA did last night to walk out and they're not going to play, and we'll find out if the whole playoffs are done or not? I don't know. And I'm listening to the last caller that calls into the morning show, and he's talking about it, and it's the whole shut up and play attitude. I hate that attitude. I can't stand that attitude. You can't tell people to not be outspoken, or to not care about an issue, not be passionate about an issue, particularly when it's a group of people that it affects. Listen to some white guy call into the show and say, oh, I think they should be playing. I don't want to hear politics in my that voice has no, it won't even gain any space in my head, because that person doesn't matter. What matters to me are the people that it does affect, which is 70% of the NBA or 70% of the NFL. That's who I want to hear from, because it's obvious change needs to happen. We've been saying this for a long time, thought we were going to get down this road, and yet we're not. You know, we were supposed to be unified in fighting a pandemic. We started to do that, and then that slips away. Then we have the murder of George Floyd in the street by a cop who's kneeling on his neck for 9 minutes. And instead of bringing people together again, it's people are butting heads again. It's maddening, because we can't. This is my basic issue with politics, is that people can't find common ground to agree upon things. And if they really were to throw politics aside, the parties aside, and just sat there and looked for common ground, you would find solutions to problems. Get to the very bottom of things. What's the basic thing? Well, I think all people should be created equal. Great, that's in the Constitution. Let's move from there and then grow it up. Because at some point, it starts to veer off. And why is it? Let's keep it together, keep it focused, and keep it going straight. And people don't want to do that. They refuse to do it because they want to believe in their own narrative, and they don't like being challenged that it might be wrong.
Well, the one thing you said there is the problem is people think it's political. Some things aren't political. Some are just right and wrong. Some are just social issues. You brought up equality. How is that political? Everybody wants to be treated equally, right?
Yeah.
How is that political? You know, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you, what politician that I support or not. What if I just said, I think everyone should be treated equally? Is that political?
No.
I think there shouldn't be any race. Is that political?
No.
What's the problem? Why do we always have to say everything's got to be, because that's the way it is now, right? Everything, quote unquote, is political, right? That's the easy button. That's what everyone goes to. That's the go-to line. Oh, it's political. Really? Is racism political? Are you in support of racism?
I mean, the sad thing is, though, Kang,
in support of racism, that, you know, then don't vote. I don't know, man.
The sad thing is that it becomes political because both sides throw it out there and politicize something that shouldn't be politicized.
Exactly behind this, right?
Yes.
Anti-racism.
Seems
Republican,
pretty, seems
Democrat,
pretty simple. Yes.
Independent, liberal, whatever, conservative, anti-racism, period.
But it's systematic racism. It's ingrained in our system, and I feel like it's going to take probably a generation to change it. I don't like giving up, but I don't know that we're going to see significant change in our generation. I think we can try. I'm damn well going to, I think we should try. I'm going to support everybody's effort to try. I just can't get past the alarm difference. And we've taken on what I think is a very responsible approach to serious topics, legal issues on this show. After making previous mistakes earlier in my career, I'll admit it, but that is going very hard just to try and present facts, try and convict people in the court of public opinion. And one of the bigger challenges we had right away was the Jerry Sandusky case at Penn State. We've had Nassar at Michigan State. We've got Dr. Anderson at Michigan right now. That these are hot button issues in sport, in the world of sports talk, and yet very, very careful about not trying and convicting people and allowing people to have their day in court. But Jacob Blake didn't get his day in court, and George Floyd didn't get his day in court. And the alarming difference between the way the video that we have seen, and videos don't tell all of the story. They tell some of the story, but you always have to be careful and wait. Okay, this video is alarming. Let's investigate and see what else happened. Jacob Blake was an unarmed black man. Kyle Rittenhouse, the kid that drove up from Illinois to Wisconsin, was an armed white teenager. One back, the other was ignored and driven past and allowed to leave a crime scene where he had murdered two people, all while carrying a military-style semi-automatic rifle. And the video of him that has emerged of him earlier in the night, first of all, it's shocking that he comes across as a child. Like, he is so young. But him saying things like, it's my job to protect this property. I'm sorry. Who gave you that job? And this kid went there with what appears to be very skins. And you don't drive across state lines at a place 45 miles from your house to protect property that isn't yours. And I the alarming difference between those two videos, watching Kyle Rittenhouse walk away with a semi-automatic assault rifle hanging around his neck, is alarming. It is so alarming. And it happens 48 hours after Jacob Blake is shot in the back unarmed.
I mean, and that's the stark contrast that explains what the issue is. And yet people still don't want to say that there's an issue.
248-539-9797. The NBA players are meeting today at 11. The season very well may be done. We will hear, I mean, today I'm expecting what their intentions are. But I think we want to know from you, should they carry on? Should they walk away to prove a point? Or have they already proved, they doing a good job proving the point right now? They need to go further. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Feedback to the same number. Tweets at DougAndGator971. Twitch comments, if you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv. Search up 971 The Ticket. Gator, you know, it's funny because yesterday I was, you know, kind of making note of this, knowing I was going to be in today, talking about how, you know, the Lions were the first team to really do anything. And that was just saying, we're not practicing today in protest over the Jacob Blake shooting. Then now some other NFL teams are following suit. The Jets aren't practicing today. There was one, I can't remember who it was, but there were two teams that are not practicing today. The NBA then made a pretty bold move. It started with the Bucks saying, we're not playing. I suspect that today at 11 a.m. that LeBron is going to be the leader of the walk away. I don't think they're going to play. I thought that the NBA made an important, you know, social gesture, because it is about, you know, trying to treat everybody equally. And that is not a political statement. That is just, you know, all men are created equal, starting from that as a bullet point. Let's work from there. As you said, so I thought it was an important sent by the NBA, and I thought I'm kind of proud of those guys, right? I mean, when it was all came out and they weren't going to play. Now that there's talk of canceling the season, I don't even know that they need to go that far. I think they've drawn a lot of attention to it. I'm not going to criticize them if they choose to walk away, which I suspect that they will. My gut tells me that they will, because LeBron James is such a strong and influential figure in the league. But I don't think they need to. I think they've already sent a message, but I'm not gonna rip them if they decide to. I'll tell you that.
I don't want them to. If they choose to do so, it's their decision to make, and you know, I'll support it. I'm not gonna, you know, will I be happy? No, I want to see sports, because it is a great distraction from crappy things that are going on all around us. And sports has always been that. It doesn't mean that those that are participating in it shouldn't have a say in social issues like this in particular, because they should. And I don't know if I'm LeBron James, they've made statements before and change hasn't happened. So I could see them walking out and saying, we haven't done enough because nothing has changed. Things didn't change from 4 months ago when we thought that they would. You know, it seemed like there was a lot of momentum to get the discussions going on what needs to be done. And then the awful term defund the police came out, which was just so dumb to reference it as defund the police. What it should have meant was reallocate the funds for police instead of defunding, because then the message gets off kilter. Everybody thinks, oh, you want to just take away the police, do you? No, that's not it. What needs to be done is some kind of you know, reformation project for the police to figure out how best to handle situations, because what they're doing right now isn't working. Now, it probably works in most cases, But in a lot of cases, it doesn't. And people can ignore it all they want, but the truth is there is a disparity. And when you see the shining example of the Kenosha incident with the person being shot in his car seven times while his back is turned to the police and he doesn't have a weapon on him, but even if he has a knife, his back is to the police and there's three cops there. And he gets shot seven times like it's Dr. Loomis shooting Michael Myers. And then, what, 48 hours later, you got some 17-year-old kid who's walking around with a semi-automatic rifle, and they're like, oh, go ahead, walk on through. Like, that's the problem. That's the disparity of what happens here. And it's unbelievable to me that this is still going on, even though several months ago we thought that things were going to change. We thought, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and all this. But everything gets derailed. And it gets derailed because you've got peaceful protesters that want to get out there and get a message across and have their voices heard, and they make impassioned pleas, and you have people crying in front of police officers, and then you have, you know, it started to work a little bit. You had sheriffs and other law enforcement officials walking hand in hand with the protesters, doing it peacefully. And then nightfall comes. And then you get idiots out there who decide, oh, you know what, it's not going the way I want it to. So they start throwing stuff through windows. And then they start throwing Molotov cocktails. And then they start creating riot situations. And it totally derails what was happening. Things were going on a better path. And then it's all off kilter now. And here we are a few months later. And we have another incident where white cops shoot a black man who, you know, had his back to the cops. I still can't get past that. And the images, as you said, about the other kid, it was unbelievable.
248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Ken. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Ken?
Doug, you and Chet Kang are on the right track. Gator, you're part of the problem. Anytime anybody tries to make this a political issue, as you stated, is where the discussion starts to drop. Having said that, I don't care what Black Lives Matter movement does at the national level. There needs to be organization at the local level. That's where you need to address the issue at. Just like what they did in Ferguson, they took care of the racist police force that was there. I'll let you talk and bash me if you want to.
You can have your opinion. I've got a whole laundry list of things that I'd like to see changed and what I think change means that I can certainly get to, because here's one thing I would love to see happen. I would love to see, just looking at it from our own state, okay, to try to improve things in our state, I would love to see police officers from all different kind of communities. You get police officers from Bloomfield Hills, from West Bloomfield, from Ferndale, from Detroit, from East Point, from Sterling Heights, whatever it is. Get them together. Pair them up, black and white, have them work together with communities doing community events. Try to rebuild the trust between the police and the people. That's what I would like to see. I think that's a good start to try to get it going. That way you get people from affluent communities that are working the affluent communities, but they go down to the non-affluent communities and they can see what it's like on the other side. Not that they don't already know it, but it kind of reinforces that. And I think it helps to rebuild the trust from people that are in the poorer neighborhoods, and they can see what's going on, that maybe actually the police officers do care. Because by and large, I think the police do care, and I think they do a great job in what is a really, really difficult job.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear you didn't go with that 99.9% of the police force is good.
No, I'm not going to say that.
I come from a family of police officers, and the percentages are much different from that. But it needs to be addressed at the local level. People saying vote November, that's not going to solve the problem. You can't have a referendum. It's all done at the local levels where it can be enforced, as well as the state level for the Michigan State Police, is where the action has to be taken. It has to be done locally. As long as people just sit there and talk about it as a national issue, it's never really going to happen.
Well, I think voting in November helps, at least starts. It can make a difference. So I'm not going to dismiss people to tell people that they're going to make a difference. It can and should, and I think it's a responsibility that people do so.
Yeah, well, but voting at the local level exactly. is
voting
really
at the local yeah. level yeah, is, important. Obviously is important. I think it's all important.
Yeah, whether it's a presidential year or not, you should always vote when you know the when whatever's going on in your town area is up and whoever re-election. And as far as the police officer thing, I respect police officers. That is an insanely difficult job.
High stress.
I mean, that is an unbelievably difficult job. I couldn't do it personally. I think what needs to be done, they just need more training. It should be more difficult to be a police officer. I think their pay raise should be higher, but I think it should be police officer. There's got to be better training for de-escalating, fights and, you know, altercations, right? They have to make a split decision, you know, with life and death on the line. Yeah. That's a hard job, man. I respect the hell out of that. I wouldn't want to do it, like I said. But you're also asking citizens to make decisions, too, who are not trained at all. You know what I mean? We're counting on law enforcement to be the professionals, right? And when, like this was said before, you really can't afford a few bad apples in that position.
No.
You got to get rid of all of the bad apples. You know what I mean? You can't just deal with No, they all got to be good to the best of their ability. And that's where training and stuff comes in. Like the military, they're trained. It's rigorous, right? Same thing should be for police officers. And they're out here dealing with citizens every single day right here on, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like, Kang, looking at the video of the Jacob Blake incident, it seems to me, just at a glance, just watching the video, it seems to me that you had three officers that were undertrained. That certainly weren't trained in how to handle this type of situation. They say a taser didn't work. Okay, well, if a taser doesn't work, what's next? I would think tackling the guy, taking him down to the ground, restraining him before he gets to the other side of the car where you think he's going to get into trouble. I wouldn't think that the leap is to pull my gun out and shoot him seven times. I mean, at what point do you stop shooting the gun? Apparently seven?
Yeah, and of course that seems to me excessive force. But then when you see other incidents where it's a white person, where the police officer basically looks like he's refusing to pull his weapon out, you know, where the white person has a knife and is attacking the officer and gets in the officer's car and goes and steals it, and you see all these incidents, they pull their gun out at all, or they don't pull the trigger. And then this situation, like you said, seven shots to the back.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97. We're not going to resolve things, but maybe we can hear some different opinions and see how people feel out there about what is an incredibly alarming issue in America right now. Violence against African Americans and specifically the recent case in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake, unarmed black man, shot seven times in the back, and a couple days later, during the protests, an armed white teenager, Kyle Rittenhouse from Illinois, who traveled up there because it was his job to protect property, in his own words, shot and killed two people and was allowed to walk away, walk right past police while having a military-style semi-automatic rifle hanging around his neck. This is a very tough time in America, and the NBA players walked away last night and said, we're just not going to play. They'll meet today at 11 a.m., and they are going to, I suspect they're going to walk away from the season in protest. And I think unless LeBron James can be convinced otherwise, I think LeBron has great influence. You don't think they will, and you don't want them to. And I think they've already made a strong, strong statement. And I don't think they need to walk away. But if they decide to, I mean, I'm not going to rip them for that either.
Yeah, I just, of course, as a sports fan, I want to see sports.
Sure.
So that's the part of want. I don't want them to.
Yeah.
The human side of me totally understands why they would. And I think that, you know, if they're waiting till 11 o'clock to make this announcement or whatever, I think that this is something that wasn't, you know, this is they're not going off half-cocked here. They made a decision yesterday not to play games. There were reports that, you know, the Lakers and Clips were ready to leave the bubble or whatever. Maybe after sleeping on it for a night, more discussions. I don't know who they've talked to, but maybe they come in today and think about it a little differently or not. Or it's a unified front and say, it's just not going to work, guys. We wanted to make this work, but this issue is too important for us right now to continue playing a game when the change that needs to happen.
Let's get back to your open line calls. Cleo in Monroe, you're next. Hi, Cleo.
How you doing?
What's up?
Well, I was calling in regards to the issue. I think the problem is we're sidetracked in the issue. The issue at hand has not been addressed properly from the top. You hit a tail all you want to. A snake keep on you. A snake keeps crawling. But you cut his head off, then he's through. So I think we need to put it just where it is. A spade is a spade. We got a president that don't put, that does have no consideration about anything of color. And he needs to be the one that, that we need to be dealing with and not the people, okay?
So well, we let me say this before, because, you know, that's going political with this, and that's your slant, I guess. But this has been a problem long before a certain president took office. This was an issue when Obama was in office. This was an office when this was an issue when Bush was in office. Now, do I think that he might be fanning the flames? Maybe, but I'm just saying this has always been a problem.
All I'm saying is, let's deal with the head, and the rest will fall in line. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
I don't know if the rest will.
I couldn't disagree more with that. I mean, look, you can have I'm not a fan of the president either, but that's not going to solve anything. You know, this is, like I said, it's been an issue for how many years has this been a problem?
Well, there's a lot. Okay, there's a lot that needs to be done. But I agree. I think he fans the flames. I mean, he's
well, he doesn't openly, make it better.
He's openly endorsed police brutality. He's openly endorsed it.
Well, I don't know about that, but I don't think he makes things better. I'll agree with that. All right, I'm just it's a problem that's bigger than one president. Is I guess is my point.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt, and it's a problem that's bigger than one cop. But they should be all should be dealt with, in my opinion. But 248-539-9797. Steve in Heartland. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, what I was going to comment on, and great shows so far. But what I was going to comment on was about the athletes. Now I'm going to give you three different twists on this. Are all related? Tell me what you guys think. Now, you know, we. Season, shortened season, you know, obviously baseball and that. Here's my point. When there's a season going on and that is their occupation and they owe diligence to their employer, most likely the owner, my thinking is I think you should still go out and play the game no matter where you're at in the country. And then if you still want to do some kind of related protest, I think you should. But it'd be like, on a flip side of that, it'd be like, say, the whole country, oh, I'm retired, but had an opinion and you wanted to go on Twitter or whatever and said, well, I'm going to protest. Try it cost you just like it would cost a lot of other Americans. The athletes feel like they got just a little bit too much power to show how they're protesting when they still got an obligation to the fan and their owners to go play the game and then go do it in a different manner, however you want to protest. What do you guys think?
Look, they've obviously made enough money that they can walk away from their jobs and not get paid if that's, you know, where they want to go with this. I struggle with the word obligation a little bit there, Steve, because part of me feels like in a pandemic America, anything that allows us to escape is important, but I don't know that I would call it an obligation.
Well, when I say obligation, what I'm saying is you signed a contract. If
you're saying,
willing
shut up and
to
play.
Do part of the season, I think you should still go out and play the game, not just for us as fans and entertainment. And well, obviously there's nobody in the stands right now, but in general, buying a ticket, I just think that it's like they're not so powerful to make their word heard that it's no more powerful than what your guys' word is.
Yes, it is more powerful.
Way more powerful.
Because they're people that are affected by it. I'm a white guy. Doug's not affected by it. He's a white guy. You're not affected by it. You're a white guy. These are black players that have faced this every day of their lives. It affects them to say that they're getting too much power. And you're saying shut up and play like everybody else is. That's part of the problem. Understand what their issue is.
Well, then the only thing is that if we look at the majority of sports, most of them you know, are black. I mean, then what are we going to do? Shut the whole damn thing down?
Yeah, to piss you off, I guess. I mean, if it means that there's going to be change coming, that's what it's about. They're trying to force change because things haven't changed for years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.